From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Today, the Utah System of Technical Colleges presented its budget to state lawmakers, requesting an increase of more than $15 million to their base budget. It says technical education is a smart investment for the state, which is facing a shortage of these workers. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has more.
A report by the Utah Data Research Center found that wages of students in technical colleges can increase by 34 to 59% after receiving their certificates. According to the report, just a year after graduation, grads add $3.4 million to Utah tax revenue, making tech education a good investment for the state. It also found that money that Utah invests every year, on average, in technical education is paid back in about 11 years.
The tech college system is vital for us in continuing to move forward.
That's Todd Bingham, president of the Utah Manufacturers Association. While the outcomes are attractive, not enough students are enrolling in technical colleges, and that's a problem, he says.
There are estimated between 6,000 and 8,000 vacant jobs in manufacturing alone right now in the state of Utah at an economic output loss of $1.5 billion.
Bingham says he and others need to do a better job of communicating the benefits of technical careers to students. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Utah lawmakers have an ambitious agenda to regulate vaping products and youth vaping this year. After a nationwide wave of vaping-related lung diseases, Governor Gary Herbert is calling on lawmakers to do something.
I don't think we want to wait till it gets even worse and there's more injury and more deaths. Now's the time to talk about this and see what we can do.
Current proposals include requiring stores to put vape products in age-restricted areas and cracking down on retailers who sell nicotine or e-cigarettes to people under 21. Another bill would create a new nicotine tax. According to the Utah Department of Health, the state has seen 134 vaping-related injuries and one death. Utahns who live off the Wasatch Front and outside of bigger cities in the state are used to getting overlooked at the state legislature. But lawmakers from southern Utah say that's changing. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
State Senator Ralph Okerlund represents a largely rural district that stretches 300 miles from Utah County to the Arizona border. He says most legislators didn't understand or care about rural issues when he joined the legislature 12 years ago, but not anymore.
I think we've been able to get the message across about our needs and our differences.
Lawmakers from southern Utah are hoping to use this momentum to bring more resources to rural parts of the state. For several of the lawmakers, the focus is on job creation. Representative Carl Albrecht's district covers what he calls a donut hole in the center of the state. He says he plans to bring more job opportunities to his district by expanding a telecommuting program he helped create.
The hole in the donut has a lot of tourism, but we don't have the jobs. Our main export is our children.
Albrecht says keeping rural populations in place benefits the entire state by reducing overcrowding on the Wasatch Front. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
About one-third of Americans live in areas that regularly have unhealthy levels of air pollution. That's according to a new report out this week from Environment America, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group. Morgan Folger co-authored the report. She says our region is affected more than the rest of the country, and there's a couple of reasons why.
We do know that a lot of places out west have been experiencing severe wildfires, which contribute to particulate matter pollution. And, you know, Americans are driving more and more.
The report found that nearly half of the 72 metro areas and rural counties measured in our region experienced more than 90 days of harmful air pollution. In 2018, Salt Lake City had 152 days of unhealthy air. The Utah Department of Health is preparing a response to the outbreak of the coronavirus that originated in China. The department activated its incident command structure and is working with doctors, public health partners, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to prepare for the possible spread of the disease. Five cases of the virus have been confirmed in the U.S., though none of them have been in Utah. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is sending supplies to the region in China most affected by the outbreak, including respirator masks, protective goggles, and coveralls. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.